This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Andrea Masters. We're talking about the North Conway Library's groundbreaking ceremony that's happening this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning at the North Conway Library. You can find more information at any time by going to northconwaylibrary.com. That's northconwaylibrary.com. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Tony. It's always great to be here.
Very exciting to have this groundbreaking ceremony happen. There will be refreshments available for those who attend. And there's also going to be some dignitaries to help on this.
Yes, just a few remarks, not speeches, just a couple minutes of talk.
Sure.
We have Jean Shaheen come, or Senator Representative, Congressman Chris Pappas. We have our local Harrison Kanzler, favorite representative, and Michael York, state librarian, and then a couple others like Danielle Nutting, Principal John Fuller. It's a very short session of a few remarks just to show how happy we are that things are finally happening at the North Conway Library.
Yeah, so that's going to be really fun. And the whole point of this is to have this fun showcase of the expansion of the North Conway Library. If you've ever been inside, very packed.
And it is.
That's not going to change. But what will change is the new expansion will be added on.
Yes, we will expand. We will double in size in the end, which is hard to believe. But yes, we will. We expand from 6,000 square feet currently to almost 12,000 square feet. Yes, we're very excited about that. We need the space. In particular, we don't have any meeting room or anything where we can hold programs. So we will have a big community meeting room. We will have a smaller conference room for small programs, up to 20 people. I get my own office. I'm very excited about that. So it will be big, really, really big. We will have designated children's room, designated teen rooms, and it will be really nice. And a reading room, people to come and stay and just read and hang out, read magazines. We have a lot of tourists that stop by, and many times the wife is going shopping, and I hate to be sexist, but that's the stories we hear. And the man is waiting for her, and so he comes into the library and wants to just hang out, read magazines, and now they can do that. They will be able to do this in real quiet and in a fun way. I say quiet. Quiet is no more in a library. Most libraries, we are community centers, and we want to be a community center. We're in downtown North Conway, and we want people to come in and hang out. Therefore, we need a quiet reading room where people really can study and be quiet and read. And the other places are more lively, and people talk and meet as a community.
Yeah, and it's right in downtown North Conway, as you mentioned, off Route 16.
Yep.
It's the North Conway Library. They're having their groundbreaking ceremony this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning at the North Conway Library. There will be refreshments. There will be dignitaries there to make some short remarks. All in all, it's about having a good time and showcasing this new expansion that's going to essentially double the library size, is what you're saying. And we're actually not done fundraising for this. We have the Capital campaign going on.
Yes, we do. We are extremely lucky. So the whole project costs about $3.8 million, which is a lot of money because we're not only expanding, and part of it is the expansion looks like the old part of the building. So we want to remain a beautiful looking old historic building in downtown North Conway. But we also are renovating the existing library and bring it up to code, code is fine, but to be ADA compliant, American Disabilities Act compliant, so that people in wheelchairs have easier access. Our bathrooms will be big enough for wheelchairs, with baby changing stations. So it's also a big renovation is planned. The project, therefore, will be expensive, $3.8 million. We were very lucky that we have a benefactor, Lyman Pope, who has donated $3 million towards it. And so the Capital campaign is about $800,000, and we have raised already almost $400,000, and another $400,000 to go. So yes, we need the help, and it's really heartening to see how the public, how our patrons believe in that project. As most people hopefully know by now, yes, we're in name, the North Conway Public Library, but we're completely privately funded. That means we don't get any money from the town of Conway, no taxpayer money, no nothing, no federal funds. We just have an endowment that keeps us alive, and we need to do a lot of fundraising, which we've always done, but now for this big expansion. And a couple foundations have come along already, and like Pequawkwood has donated money. The Connie Davis Watson Foundation has been very generous with $100,000, Goldberg Foundation, but we still need more money, absolutely. So if anybody's out there who believes in public libraries, and please, I hope everybody does, give me a call at the library, 356-2961, or check us out online. We have our whole case statement why we need this expansion with cool photos and the drawings, floor plans, and everything online at northconwaylibrary.com. Go to support and you'll see everything there. Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier, libraries are becoming community centers. It's not just about storing books or the research part. It's a lot of presentations and stuff done at the libraries.
Programs. And even the books have changed. We also offer downloadable books. And even though we're privately funded, we look and act like any regular public library. And that's the nice thing about us, I'm very proud to say, any resident in the Mount Washington Valley, when you're not limited to North Conway, anybody in the Mount Washington Valley from Hale's location, Hart's location, down to Madison, you can get a free library card at the North Conway Library.
And you mentioned the downloadable books. I know the North Conway Library also has the e-books that people can check out.
So absolutely.
Very, very innovative. And you can check out the North Conway Library at the groundbreaking ceremony this Saturday, 10 o'clock. And that's at the North Conway Library off Route 16 in North Conway Village. They've got refreshments available. Dignitaries are going to be there. They'll be talking about the new expansion and what it will mean for the community. Andrea, you look like you want to say something, so I'll let you say that.
Yes, real quick. As most people have already seen, the ground has been broken already. But on this Saturday is the real ceremony of this whole, the celebration of this magnificent event. Also, by then, our parking lot will be available again. So that's the exciting news. Right now, we don't have any parking at the library, but by Saturday, the parking lot will be done. We're combining it with Sun and Ski. Very nice of them, and have a huge parking lot available.
Awesome. So check it all out at the North Conway Library this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's right off Route 16 in North Conway Village, and you can find more information right now by going to northconwaylibrary.com. Don't forget, they are still looking for donations for this new expansion and all the extra things that they're now going to be offering. Andrea, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having me, Tony. Really appreciate it.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.